From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June 9th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County Jail has been cited by the Commission of Corrections for unsafe and unsanitary conditions. A letter dated May the 25th from Commission Chairman Thomas A. Billeen and Commissioner Thomas J. Longren to County Sheriff Greg Seeley cited an incident in April 2016 when posts within the jail were abandoned in order to transport people to another facility. Commission officials further alleged the Greene County Sheriff's Office has demonstrated a lack of willingness to address the problems at the facility. The letter was sent after jail officials repeatedly failed to correct the violations found during an evaluation in 2016. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden took issue with the state's allegations. Groden said, and I quote, "We don't pull a correctional officer from his post to drive inmates to another county," end quote. Seeley, Greene County Legislature Chairman Kevin Lewis, and other county officials have been summoned to a hearing in Albany on July the 12th to provide reasons for why the existing jails should not close. Groden said the state's letter provides a reason to jumpstart the new jail project. He said, and I quote, "I think the state is sending us a pretty clear message," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Wave Farm WGXC was honored on Thursday, June the 8th, as the Greene County Chamber of Commerce Not-For-Profit of the Year at the Chamber's annual recognition gala held at the Wyndham Mountain Resort. The Emerald Award was presented to Wave Farm Executive Director Galen Joseph Hunter by Jay Fink of WRIP-FM and Chamber Vice Chair. Other honorees included Businessman of the Year Mike Holdridge of Holdridge Electric, Businesswoman of the Year Catherine McQuaid of Cathode Ray Media, Large Business of the Year R.C. Lacey Ford Lincoln Subaru, and Small Business of the Year Albago Alegria Bed and Breakfast Hotel. Dr. Lee McGonahill, Village of Tannerville's Mayor, received the Distinguished Service Award. The awards, established more than a decade ago, recognize the significant accomplishments of local individuals and businesses. Representative John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, voted with most Republicans on June 8th to pass H.R. 10, the Financial Choice Act of 2017, 231-188. The bill takes apart the 2010 Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act that reined in banks after the 2008 financial collapse. The Senate takes up the measure next, where it will be more difficult to pass. Mark Hinch reports at The Hill that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, does not like the president's tweeting. He said on MSNBC, and I quote, "I think the tweeting is very ill-advised. I would hope the president would rethink this. Look, he's going to do what he wants to do. I would urge caution on the president. Obviously, it's good for him to be able to reach out to the American people, but I think on certain things it goes into areas that are perhaps not beneficial to the nation and especially not beneficial to our international relationships," end quote. You can read that full story at The Hill. Brendan J. Lyons and Robert Downen report in the Albany Times-Union that more critics are going public against the State Health Department study released earlier in the week that found no evidence of increased cancer rates in Hoosick Falls residents. Dr. David O. Carpenter, director of the Institute for Health and the Environment at the University of Albany, said, and I quote, "I don't think the study is badly done, but I think it's a little deceitful in the sense that they imply there isn't any elevation in cancer. But the reality is, the numbers are so small you wouldn't be able to see it in a population that size, even over 20 years," end quote. The water in Hoosick Falls has been polluted with the chemical PFOA, and local, state, and federal officials have all been slow to resolve the water crisis in the Rensselaer County town. Robert A. Bellot, an Ohio attorney with a class action lawsuit against PFOA manufacturer DuPont, said, and I quote, "The study is simply reporting nothing more than raw data about how many cancer reports were filed for people in this particular community. It's not the type of report that somehow contradicts or undermines the prior health studies that have already linked the chemical to cancer. It should be understood the limited scope of what was actually done here," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Richard Moody in the Register Star reports that Lyft and Uber have no plans at this time to compete with local taxi companies in Greene and Columbia counties. But the paper reports local political representatives can't wait to give the companies free advertising. Ride-hailing companies are allowed in New York without having to follow the same regulations as of June 29th, and local politicians are ecstatic. Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett, who voted for the bills and represents the 106th District in Columbia County, said, and I quote, "The residents of Columbia County and all those using the Hudson train station have waited too long for the convenience of ride-sharing," end quote. Assemblyperson Pete Lopez, a Republican who represents Greene County in the 102nd District, said, and I quote, "I received letters and phone calls from constituents requesting we allow ride sharing upstate. I supported any access expansion for areas that are underserved in transportation options," end quote. State Senator George Amador in the 46th District seat in Greene County said, and I quote, "The easy-to-use service has great potential to create jobs and fuel the economy in the area," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Finally, Rose H. Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that a 137-year-old white Sulphur Springs hotel in East Bern in Albany County was torn down on June the 7th. Schneider wrote, and I quote, "As the building was demolished, a baby raccoon made its way to the side of the road where workers were supervising the destruction. The raccoon cried continuously, presumably for its mother, seen leaving earlier and before disappearing," end quote. The hotel was built in 1880 by Jacob Hostrasser and closed in 1916. The United Pentecostal Church, World Life Ministries, owned the property in 1960, and then the current owner, Evangel Christian Church of Queens, bought it in 2005. You can read that full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Today is day 3 of the WGXC Radio's In Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia County. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated showers and thunderstorms today. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 79 degrees. For Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 57. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 84 degrees on Saturday. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 93 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:31 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 9th day of June 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.